He's lost his education, he's lost his identity, he's lost his family, he has nothing. And then again, serendipitously, he keeps meeting people in France that help him on his journey to find meaning again.
That's Susan McClellan, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Susan McClellan is an award-winning investigative journalist and author. Her writing has appeared in the Sunday Times Magazine, the Times of London, The Guardian, Elle, and Newsweek Daily Beast, as well as numerous other magazines and newspapers. Her critically acclaimed books, including Bite of the Mango and Every Falling Star, have been published in more than 35 countries. She joins us to talk about Boy from Buchenwald, the true story of a Holocaust survivor, which she co-wrote along with Robbie Weissman. Susan, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with how you first became aware of Robbie Weissman and his story.
A literary agent who knew of my previous work knew Robbie and contacted me and asked, you know, do you want to meet him? Do you want to hear his story? And that's how it began.
So what was your reaction to hearing his story?
I was immediately drawn to the story, particularly telling it from the vantage point that we do in the book, which is starting after Buchenwald has been liberated and the boys are heading to France. I felt that that was a different and important part of the survivor story, which is how these boys processed and all that they experienced to go on and lead really quite remarkable lives.
For what age group is this book intended?
Well, the book is for middle-aged grade readers, although I believe even the statistics, not just on my books, but most books for that audience, is that they have a very large adult, in fact, a larger adult readership than young adult. But we wanted it for that age category because when Robbie would go around speaking, he has thousands of letters from young people saying how touched they were with his story. And so we all felt, the publishers, the agents, myself and Robbie, that we needed to target that audience versus an adult book and encouraging young people to read it. I think they're going to be more accessible if it's a young adult book and adults are asked to read it. So that's why we felt it was really important.
Tell us about Robbie Weissman's life and what readers are going to find here in this book.
Well, Robbie is a Holocaust survivor. He came from a very small community in Poland. He survived the Holocaust through, I guess, 9 lives and a lot of serendipity. It's absolutely remarkable, but his story is not unique. Every survivor has a lot of serendipitous moments, remarkable moments. In France, he was angry. He didn't know the full scale. He thought he was going home, that his parents were waiting for him. So he soon discovers he's lost everyone except his sister. It's really coming to terms with the losses, with the years that, you know, basically from 1939 to 1945, that were a blackout for him. You know, he was on survival mode. So he's lost his education. He's lost his identity. He's lost his family. He has nothing. And then again, serendipitously, he keeps meeting people in France that help him on his journey to find meaning again.
So tell us more about that. What did it take for him to deal with all that anger and all that hurt and eventually be able to work toward embracing a new life?
So he would probably say this, that the most significant moment was one of the things that the organization in France that was doing to help the boys was pairing them up with adults as mentors. And Robbie was paired up with a man named Manfred, who was a teacher at the Sorbonne. Of course, before the Nazis came to France, he lost all his job and whatnot. And he himself had lost his family at Auschwitz. And there was a moment where Manfred says to Robbie, "What would your parents want for you? You know, would they want this, the acting up, the not giving a care about anything?" And that, if there was one decisive moment that began to change things, because it wasn't one thing, it was very gradual, as any healing is. But that was certainly a moment that got Robbie thinking very differently.
Why did it take Weissman so long to tell his story and finally share what had happened to him?
I think, you know, he certainly was giving his story in talks and whatnot. He wasn't giving it as in depth. And I think part of it was just getting to a point where he was able to process everything that he experienced, including the anger he had towards his father, and be able to talk about that publicly in a book format. So I just think it took a while for him to get to that point.
I'm curious about the challenge of putting this together, working with him. Obviously, he had his memories, but I imagine you had to do a lot of research as well.
Yes, I got primary files from France. The OSE had Robbie's file, which included, you know, stamps of his intake at the various camps. That was very difficult to look at. He's also given his testimony to the Shoah Foundation, Steven Spielberg's organization, so that was very helpful. There's a professor at the University of Michigan, Dr. Kenneth Waltzer. He has been studying and working with the Buchenwald boys and collecting their testimonies for decades. I went down and worked with him very closely because he had information to fill in gaps in Robbie's memory, including what was happening at the camp. You know, Robbie at Buchenwald was in one barrack. He didn't know the full scale of what the underground was doing to protect these boys, or that there were thousands of other boys. He didn't know that until liberation. He just thought it was him and Abe in that camp. So I relied on that. His wife Gloria, Robbie's wife Gloria, was instrumental because she'd been hearing this story her whole life too. She sat right there with Robbie, like our interviews. When we went through the book line by line, because all of my books, the subject has to sign off on, you know, it's their story, not mine. So she was instrumental. And the living relatives, they've now all passed away, but they also helped. His cousins, his two cousins, and the Brandt family that wanted to adopt Robbie.
As you mentioned, Robbie Weissman has been a speaker on the Holocaust. He also talks about healing and reconciliation and forgiveness. And forgiveness is part of that, I'm sure, for him. He had to get to that point so he could move on with his life. And there are a lot of kids today that go through a lot. And I'm sure that's part of why kids that he speaks to identify with him on some level.
Yes. And that's, again, why we wanted to go to that audience, whether it's depression and suicide. I've read some of those letters. Finding meaning, if it's Aboriginal Native youth, you know, suffering generations of fragmentation from their own culture. You know, he was working side by side with some Rwandan genocide survivors for a while, Robbie was. So yeah, I read so many of those letters. The youth come from every walk of life, and they just resonate with finding meaning, that they too can do what Robbie did and the other boys. Because it wasn't just Robbie, it was all of the boys.
And as you hear about Robbie's story and everything he went through during the Holocaust, there is a tremendous amount of resilience on his part and the other boys that went through this experience. Tell us more about that.
Certainly, during the Holocaust, which wasn't called a Holocaust at that point, that was the term Holocaust was used, I believe, started to be used in the late 1940s. So for the years that these boys and Robbie were living under German occupation or in the camps, it was pure survival. Like we even say in the introduction of the book, memory was a luxury. They didn't even have the luxury of their memories during. They didn't trust anyone. You know, everyone was both a friend and an enemy to them. And so following liberation, it was really trying to rediscover who they are as people. And having the memories begin to come back gradually that he had to push aside. So it was very much animalistic, like they did everything to survive. And as the book documents, there were many, many times Robbie skirted death.
Tell us a bit more about the message he shares with young people, those life lessons that he can impart to help them to get through whatever they're dealing with?
Well, he tells the story in the media of how he gives in his talks, appreciate what you have. So if a youth is coming from a bad home, he might say, you know, is there one adult in your life you can appreciate and trust? And so he tells the story of a boy who heard his talk and went home and said to his father, I love you. And the dad turned to him and said, what did you do to the car? Because he hadn't said, I love you. And so that's one thing. That's a message that Robbie says, you know, that if he could have his family back, he would say, I love you way more often.
The book is Boy from Buchenwald, The True Story of a Holocaust Survivor. It's by Robbie Weissman with Susan McClellan. And Susan, I'm wondering what this experience has been like for you. What kind of impact has this had on you to work with Robbie and share his story?
I feel I've been very, very blessed that this is, you know, I have two books out this spring. They were written at different times, so it's just a coincidence. So this is my 8th and 9th book. I have been really, really blessed that everyone I've worked with, the relationships have been of trust, of a very, very deep intimacy, not romantic, but just of real emotional honesty with each other. And I just feel really grateful from whether it's Robbie or anyone else, how special our relationships are and how special these people are. Every one of them is just, I've been really, really, really blessed to work with people like Robbie.
Susan, what do you hope that readers will take away from this book?
So first of all, find meaning in their own life, to see where they are resilient, to sort of flip the narratives that they might be telling themselves, that there is hope in the face of great loss. And of course, we're living in a really difficult time for young people. You know, they're in lockdown, they're in COVID, there's uncertainties of the world economically, politically. So it's how do we get through this? And so finding meaning in their own lives.
Again, the book is Boy from Buchenwald, The True Story of a Holocaust Survivor by Robbie Weissman, along with Susan McClellan. Susan, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. You can sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes. And you'll also find us on Facebook. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.